across the globe, there are places where time moves slowly and nature holds on to its older stories. In quiet valleys along shimmering lakes and beneath towering mountains, ancient villages remain tucked away from the bustle of modern life. These places offer a glimpse into a world shaped by centuries of tradition and a close connection to the land. Here, life follows gentle rhythms in harmony with forests, rivers, and wide open skies. The landscapes surrounding these villages are often untouched, where clear waters reflect the colours of the changing seasons and rugged hills. Shelter communities that have lived quietly for generations. Paths wind through peaceful homes and past fields tended by hands that know the land well. The air carries the scent of earth and water, inviting calm and reflection. As you journey through these hidden corners, you will encounter places where history lives softly alongside nature's enduring beauty. These ancient villages and lakes tell stories of resilience and balance, preserving ways of life that continue to inspire and remind us of the deep connections between people and their surroundings. Step gently, and you will discover worlds that time has quietly protected, waiting to be seen and understood once more. Popeye Village, colourful wooden buildings sit quietly by the sea, surrounded by rugged cliffs and clear blue water. This small coastal village reflects a peaceful charm, shaped by years of salt air and sunlight. Originally built in 1979 as a film set for the musical Popeye, the village was never dismantled. Instead, it became part of the island story, preserved along the edge of Anchor Bay in northern Malta. Though man-made, its design blends naturally with the rocky shoreline and warm Mediterranean surroundings. Wooden planks, tilted rooftops, and narrow paths give it the feel of a long-lost fishing town. The calm bay below shimmers with turquoise hues, and the cliffs rise like silent guardians, keeping the village sheltered from strong sea winds. Warm and dry for most of the year, the area enjoys mild winters and long sunny summers. The landscape is shaped by stone and sea, and the village stands quietly within it, inviting slow exploration. Over time, it has become a place where storytelling, architecture, and nature gently meet. Visitors can walk between buildings, sit beside the calm water, or simply watch the sun set behind the Maltese coast, where the village remains just as it was built. Lake Atitlan. Deep within a volcanic valley, calm waters reflect the surrounding peaks and scattered villages along the shore. This highland lake is surrounded by steep hills and lush greenery, shaped by centuries of natural forces and human life. Its surface often appears still, with soft ripples stirred by mountain breezes that arrive in the early afternoon. Three towering volcanoes frame the horizon, their slopes covered in pine forests, coffee plantations, and narrow trails. Around the lake, traditional Maya communities continue their daily rhythms. Preserving languages, textiles, and customs passed down through generations. Each village along the water's edge has its own identity. Expressed in architecture, colors, and craftwork. The elevation brings cool mornings and warm days, with clouds that drift slowly over the hills. The air is crisp and fresh, especially during the dry season when the lake's deep blue tones are clearest. Nature and culture remain closely tied in this landscape, where spiritual traditions are rooted in the land and water. Whether seen from a boat gliding across the surface, or from a path above the cliffs, the view carries a quiet beauty. Time moves gently here, shaped by wind, water, and the voices of those who continue to live by the lake. Ait Ben Hatu. Rising from the edge of a dry riverbed, earthen towers and walls glow with the warm tones of sun-baked clay. This fortified village stands on a hillside shaped by centuries of desert winds and Berber craftsmanship. Built from a mix of mud and straw, its structures blend with the ochre landscape of southern Morocco, where the high Atlas Mountains meet the edge of the Sahara. The layout follows a traditional style, with narrow alleys, stepped pathways, and high walls that once protected families, goods, and grain. Inside the walls, each building tells a story of community life, trade, and faith. For For generations, caravans passed through this route, bringing goods and cultures from across North Africa and beyond. The climate here is dry and intense, with hot summers, cooler winters, and clear skies that stretch far across the desert plain. At sunrise and sunset, the light gives the village a soft golden hue. Casting long shadows across the terraced rooftops. Today, it remains carefully preserved, offering a glimpse into the architectural and cultural legacy of the region. Though quiet, it holds the memory of distant journeys and the enduring strength of people who lived in harmony with earth and stone. Peter Lake. Surrounded by towering peaks and dense forests, a bright glacial lake stretches through a remote alpine valley. Its waters, fed by melting snow and ice, appear in shades of vivid turquoise. Shaped by the presence of fine rock flour carried down from the surrounding mountains. The colour changes slightly with the seasons. Always striking against the backdrop of rugged stone and evergreen trees. Located in the heart of the Canadian Rockies, the lake sits at a high elevation where cool air, sweeping winds, and snowfall define much of the year. In summer, the landscape opens up with wildflowers and long days of light. In winter, silence covers the region in snow and frost, turning the lake's surface into a frozen reflection of the sky. The surrounding area is part of a national park, protected and largely untouched by modern development. Wildlife roams freely, and trails wind through pine-covered hills and high ridges that overlook the valley. From above, the lake's shape resembles the head of a wolf, a natural design often noted by those who visit. This quiet place holds a sense of balance, where water, stone, and sky come together in a landscape shaped slowly by time and ice. Cinque Terre. Bright houses cling to steep cliffs, overlooking a coastline where waves meet stone in a steady rhythm. These ancient villages sit along a rugged stretch of the Italian Riviera, connected by narrow paths, terraced hillsides, and the long memory of those who worked the land and sea. Built into the natural contours of the terrain, the villages rise in layers, their colours softened by sun and salt air. For centuries, locals shaped the hills by hand, creating terraces supported by dry stone walls to grow vines and olives. This careful balance between human effort and nature remains visible in every slope and stairway. The villages are car-free, preserving a quiet pace where life unfolds slowly through winding alleys and small harbours. The Mediterranean climate brings warm summers, mild winters, and sea breezes that carry the scent of lemon trees and herbs. Each village has its own character, shaped by the rhythm of fishing boats, local festivals, and timeless stone architecture. Trails along the cliffs offer sweeping views of the sea and sky, leading travellers from one village to the next. It is a place where daily life and natural beauty continue to shape one another season after season. Lake Bohinj, clear water rests beneath forested hills, surrounded by alpine meadows and steep mountain slopes. This glacial lake lies quietly in the heart of a national park, shaped by ice, time, and the steady flow of rivers from nearby peaks. Its surface often reflects the changing sky, from morning mist to the warm glow of late afternoon. The surrounding landscape is peaceful and wild, with pine woods, rocky trails, and small villages scattered along the shore. Traditional stone houses and wooden barns stand near fields where farming traditions are still practiced. This region has long been connected to both nature and culture, where myths, music, and mountain life come together. The climate brings cool winters with snowfall and pleasant summers filled with the sounds of birds and flowing water. Cows graze in high pastures, and trails lead hikers deep into the Julian Alps, where waterfalls and hidden streams cut through the rock. Life moves gently here, shaped by the quiet strength of the land. The lake remains untouched by a large development, offering a place where stillness and simplicity endure. From from every viewpoint. The balance between natural beauty and human presence feels steady and deeply rooted in the valley. Rainer. Wooden cabins rest at the edge of calm water, surrounded by sharp mountain peaks that rise suddenly from the sea. This small fishing village lies above the Arctic Circle, where the land meets the ocean in a dramatic blend of stone, sky, and silence. The coastline curves gently, sheltering boats and homes from the cold northern winds. The village has a long history shaped by the rhythm of the sea. For generations, families here have lived from fishing, drying cod on wooden racks, and following the same seasonal patterns. The red and white buildings reflect traditional Nordic style, standing out against the dark cliffs and deep blue water. The climate brings long, bright summer days and cold winters lit by the soft glow of the northern lights. Even in the quietest months, the landscape holds a kind of light that seems to shine from within the snow and sea. Narrow roads and walking paths weave through the village, leading to viewpoints where the mountains seem to fold into the fjords. Here, nature is close and constant, and the village remains deeply connected to the Arctic world that surrounds it. Time feels slower, marked by tides, weather, and the calm of northern air. Lake Kandy. A stretch of calm water lies hidden within a mountain forest, where tree trunks rise straight from the surface like silent monuments. This alpine lake was formed after an earthquake triggered a landslide, blocking a river and flooding a valley. Over time, cold mountain water preserved the submerged forest, leaving the tops of spruce trees still standing above the lake. Surrounded by steep cliffs and dense woodland, the lake rests at high elevation in southeastern Kazakhstan. The color of the water shifts with the light, from pale green to deep blue. Depending on the season and the sky above, even in summer, the temperature stays cool, and mist often gathers along the surface in the early hours. The nearby landscape remains largely untouched, home to birds, wildflowers, and animals that follow quiet path through the trees. The air is fresh, carrying the scent of pine and damp earth. Small trails lead to high viewpoints and sheltered banks where the forest and lake seem to blend together. This is a place where time feels recent and ancient at once. The stillness of the water and the presence of the trees give the lake a quiet, haunting beauty that continues to evolve with each passing season. Lake Natron. A shallow lake spreads across a vast flat plain in northern Tanzania. Its surface often shimmering with reddish and pink tones. These colours come from microorganisms that thrive in the alkaline water, which is rich in minerals and salts. The lake lies at the base of volcanic highlands, surrounded by rugged hills and open skies that stretch wide across the landscape. The environment here is harsh and dry, with intense heat during the day and cooler temperatures at night. Rainfall is limited, making the area one of the more arid parts of the region. Despite this, the lake supports a unique ecosystem, including flamingos that gather in large numbers to breed and feed in the mineral-rich waters. Nearby, small villages reflect traditional ways of life, adapted over centuries to the challenging conditions. The local communities maintain a strong connection to the land, balancing daily needs with respect for the natural environment. The quiet plains and distant volcanoes create a vast sense of space and solitude. The lake surface mirrors the sky in shifting patterns, reminding visitors of the delicate balance between life and environment in this remote corner of East Africa. Ortaisa. A village rises quietly among soft rock formations carved by centuries of wind and rain. Located in central Turkey, this settlement is known for its tall stone fortress, which stands like a natural tower over the surrounding landscape. The soft volcanic rock of the region has been shaped into homes, churches, and storage spaces, creating a unique harmony between nature and human life. The village layout reflects a long history of adaptation to the environment. Narrow streets wind through clusters of stone houses with flat roofs and small courtyards. The fortress, carved directly from the rock, served as a shelter and lookout point for the community. The climate here is continental, with hot summers and cold winters, shaped by the region's position between mountains and plains. The landscape is a mix of rocky hills, vineyards, and orchards, which contribute to the village's quiet agricultural life. Ortahissar offers a glimpse into a way of living that respects both the natural world and cultural heritage. The village remains a place where the passage of time can be seen in stone walls and winding paths, gently blending past and present. Lake Danau. Set within a volcanic crater, a calm freshwater lake lies surrounded by thick forests and rolling hills. Located in the central Philippines, this lake reflects the lush greenery and clear skies of the region. Creating a peaceful environment shaped by nature's slow movements. The water's surface often mirrors the trees and mountains nearby. Adding to the sense of quiet stillness. The lake is part of a protected natural park, where diverse plant and animal life thrive. The surrounding forest shelters birds, insects, and small mammals. Making it an important site for local biodiversity. Traditional villages nearby maintain a close relationship with the land, relying on fishing and farming while preserving the natural surroundings. The climate is tropical, with warm temperatures and frequent rain that support the rich vegetation. During the dry season, the lake's calm waters invite reflection and relaxation, while the rainy months bring fresh growth and vibrant colours. This serene place remains largely untouched by urban development, offering a glimpse into a natural and cultural landscape. That continues to flourish. It is a reminder of the quiet strength found in balance between people and nature. Koking. A small town rests along the gentle curve of a wide river. Framed by rolling hills covered in vineyards and forests. Located in the Moselle Valley, this town is known for its charming medieval architecture and well-preserved historic centre. narrow cobblestone streets win past timber-framed houses. Small shops and cafes, creating a welcoming atmosphere shaped by centuries of local life. At the town's heart stands a castle perched on a hill. Overlooking the river and vineyards below, this fortress has guarded the region since the Middle Ages. Offering a glimpse into the area's rich history of trade, agriculture, and defence. The climate brings warm summers and cool winters, with the river helping to moderate temperatures throughout the year. Vineyards on the slopes benefit from this climate, producing wines that have made the region famous. Surrounded by natural beauty and cultural heritage, the town offers quiet moments by the water and lively traditions in its streets. It remains a place where history and landscape meet gently, shaped by time and human hands along the river's course. Lake Tobar. A vast lake spreads across a volcanic caldera. Its deep blue waters resting within a large crater formed by an ancient eruption. Located on the island of Sumatra, this lake is one of the largest volcanic lakes in the world. Surrounded by hills and lush tropical forests. The landscape reflects a blend of geological power, and natural beauty. Shaped over thousands of years. The lake is home to several islands. Including one that supports a vibrant local culture with traditions unique to the region. Batak communities live along the shores, maintaining rich customs. Traditional houses and crafts that connect them closely to the land and water. The climate is tropical, with warm temperatures year-round and a distinct rainy season that nourishes the forests and fertile soil. Mist often rises from the water in the early morning, adding a calm atmosphere to the surroundings. Surrounded by mountains and green hills, the lake offers quiet views and a sense of spaciousness. Life here moves in harmony with nature's cycles, blending volcanic history. Cultural heritage and the peaceful rhythm of water and wind. Civita di Bagnoregio. Perched atop a hill, this ancient village appears to float above a deep valley carved by time and erosion. Located in central Italy, the village is known for its fragile cliffs of soft volcanic rock. Have shaped both its landscape and architecture. Narrow stone streets lead through centuries-old buildings, where history remains visible in every wall and archway. The village was once a thriving community, but now is home to a small population. Preserving its quiet and timeless atmosphere. A single pedestrian bridge connects it to the modern town below, emphasizing its separation from the surrounding valley. The climate here is Mediterranean, with warm, dry summers and cool winters that highlight the natural colors of the earth and sky. The surrounding hills are dotted with olive groves and vineyards, reflecting a landscape shaped by agriculture and careful stewardship. Civita di Bagnoregio offers a glimpse into a way of life that balances delicate geology with enduring human presence. Its serene streets and panoramic views tell stories of resilience and the lasting connection between people and place. Ritza Lake. Nestled in the Caucasus Mountains, a clear mountain lake rests within a deep valley surrounded by dense forests and towering peaks. This lake is known for its clean, cool waters and the peaceful environment that stretches across the landscape. The area's natural beauty is shaped by glaciers, rivers and rich plant life, creating a quiet refuge in this mountainous region. The surrounding forests are home to a variety of trees, including pine and fir, which cover the hillsides and provide shelter for wildlife. Traditional villages nearby reflect the culture and history of the region. Where people have lived in harmony with nature for centuries, the climate is marked by cool summers and cold winters, with snowfall blanketing the mountains and lake in winter months. The fresh mountain air and clear skies contribute to the lake's sense of calm and clarity. Paths around the lake lead to viewpoints and peaceful spots along the shore. Here, the blend of water, forest, and mountain creates a balanced and serene landscape that remains largely untouched by modern development. Hallstatt. Tucked between steep mountains and a serene lake, this small village reflects centuries of alpine life and culture. The calm water mirrors the surrounding peaks, creating a peaceful setting shaped by natural beauty and human tradition. Hallstatt's wooden houses and narrow streets climb gently from the shore. Blending with the forested hillsides, the village has a long history linked to salt mining, one of Europe's oldest industries. Salt once brought wealth and growth to the area. And traces of this heritage remain visible in local museums and ancient tunnels. The community continues to honor these traditions while living closely with the rhythms of the lake and mountains. Climate brings cold winters with snow and mild summers warmed by sunlight. Seasonal changes bring shifting colors to the forests and reflections on the water, enhancing the quiet charm of the village. Surrounded by nature and history, Hallstatt offers a glimpse into a way of life where the landscape and culture are deeply connected. The peaceful scene invites visitors to experience a balance between human presence and the enduring mountain environment. Lakemivatn. A shallow lake lies within a volcanic landscape shaped by recent eruptions and geothermal activity. Located in northern Iceland, this area is known for its unique combination of water, lava formations, and rich bird life. The lake's surface reflects the open sky, surrounded by moss-covered lava fields and steaming vents that mark the land's volcanic nature. The region experiences cool summers and long, dark winters, with weather that can change quickly. Despite the challenging climate, a variety of plants and animals thrive here. Especially waterfowl that gather in large numbers during the warmer months. Along the shores, small farms and settlements carry on traditional ways of life. Connected to the land and its natural cycles. The volcanic soil supports hardy vegetation, while hot springs nearby add warmth to the cooler air. The landscape around the lake offers a sense of quiet energy. Where the forces of earth and water continue to shape the environment. This blend of geology, wildlife and culture creates a place both wild and inviting, where nature's power is visible in every detail. Sigishwara, perched on a hilltop, this medieval town preserves a well-preserved historic centre, filled with colourful houses and narrow cobblestone streets. Located in the heart of Transylvania, the town's architecture reflects centuries of history. With fortified walls, towers, and churches standing as reminders of its past as a thriving trading and cultural centre. The town is known for its vibrant blend of Gothic, Renaissance and Baroque styles, visible in the detailed facades and quaint squares. Life here moves slowly, shaped by traditions and festivals that celebrate the local heritage. The climate brings warm summers and cold winters, with seasonal changes adding different shades to the town's landscape. Vineyards and forests surround the area, supporting agriculture and outdoor activities. Sigishwara offers a glimpse into a medieval world where history and daily life coexist. Its quiet streets and ancient buildings reflect a deep connection between people and place, preserved through time and cared for by the community. The Guernsey nestled in the Bavarian Alps, a clear lake rests surrounded by rolling hills and dense forests. This peaceful lake has been a centre for local life for centuries, with small towns and villages along its shores shaped by a mix of tradition and natural beauty. The calm water reflects the changing sky. Framed by mountains that rise gently in the distance, the area has a long history connected to monastic communities and farming, leaving behind historic buildings and quiet villages that still maintain their character today. Trails wind through the forests and along the water, inviting gentle exploration and a chance to enjoy the landscape. The climate brings cold winters with snow and mild summers warmed by sunlight. Seasonal changes highlight the forests and hills, offering colourful views from early spring through late autumn. This region remains a place where nature and culture meet quietly. The lake and its surroundings continue to support a lifestyle shaped by the rhythms of the land, water, and seasons. Český Krumlov. A winding river curves through a small town nestled between gentle hills and forests. This historic town in southern Bohemia is known for its well-preserved medieval center, where narrow streets lead past colorful buildings and ornate facades. The town's castle stands above the rooftops, overlooking the river and surrounding landscape. Built over centuries, the architecture reflects Gothic, Renaissance, and Baroque influences, creating a rich tapestry of styles that tell stories of the past. The town has long been a cultural hub, with theatres, galleries, and festivals adding to its charm. The climate here features warm summers and cold winters, with seasonal changes bringing vibrant colours to the forests and hills. The nearby countryside offers peaceful trails and natural beauty, complementing the town's historic atmosphere. Český Krumlov remains a place where history and nature come together gently. Its quiet streets and scenic views invite visitors to experience a timeless connection between people and place.